the hand claps.
Singing was good.
All out. That's hanging.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crisis strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
Wayfarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Edward Ruschalski in Syracuse, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening. I'm
Hello.
Kevin Factor.
I'm Eric Fixler.
And you're listening to
WGXC
90.7, Foraging Ahead.
But we're WGXC 90, we're WGXC Acra?
Acra, yeah, Acra.
We're Foraging Ahead on WGXC Acra.
Yeah, and tonight we've got a special pledge drive show. Super excited. We've got music. We have music along the theme of 13. And that has a lot of different meanings to a lot of different.
But we're mostly going to focus on one meaning.
No.
No.
We're ecumenical. We're going to do all the meanings.
Oh, I thought I thought this was going to be all bar mitzvah.
Wait. You just like
ruined it.
You kind of ruined it.
I do that sometimes.
That's all right. You can't ruin this bar mitzvah. Because WGXC is turning 13. And there's all sorts of fun things planned. And not just for this show, but for the whole pledge drive. Tomorrow is a 13-hour marathon where you can pledge $13 a month and get a chance to win tickets to Negative Land.
I do. I want to say a few things here about...
Yes.
WGXC is a lot like a lot of 13-year-olds. It needs a new computer. It definitely needs new headphones. It probably needs a bunch of other stuff. The bell's good. The bell works. I think I saw Negative Land at Knitting Factory in New York City, at the original Knitting Factory for sure. I don't know. Not later than 1990, probably like 89 or so. So that was quite a surprise. They're playing at the Greenville Drive-In.
I know.
And you can win tickets.
You can win tickets for $13, a pledge of $13 a month. That's like you could give up a cup of coffee a month and that would cover the costs of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Depending on how you get the coffee.
Yeah.
You know. And if you donate $20 a month, you could do it during the show. Go to www.gxe/donate.
Yeah.
.org/donate. For $20 a month, you can get a tote bag.
But I feel like, so this is good because I feel like we have to explain to people why they should donate, convince them that this is a good thing to give money to.
Because we need money.
Is that, there has to be more, there has to be a better reason than
well,
that.
Well, to sustain, I mean, to sustain the voices of this community. I mean, like, we have been doing this show. We started when, like, I think the first year. We've been doing this for 13 years.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I mean,
true.
It's shocking you aren't any better at this.
And likewise.
I love you too.
Yeah, so I'm trying to understand how that works its way into
it doesn't,
like
it,
begging for
we're
money.
We're not begging. We're asking. We're asking. I mean, it's value for money. I truly believe
okay.
it's value
yeah,
for money.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, the one constant in this technological blizzard that we've been living through is radio. I mean, radio is has stayed the same in many ways, and it is a community of people and a diversity of voices that this station certainly gives. And you know, so many people have contributed their voices and their time and their talent and their dollars to keep this outrageous and unconventional.
You've definitely contributed your time.
I have did.
Yeah,
I
have, you have did. You have did contributed
I have
your
time, did.
For sure.
I have did. next show is conjugating verbs. An unconventional station churning and transmitting. And I know I'm grateful. I know you're grateful. And everybody involved is super grateful for your time and your money and your effort. And they're poised, I think we are poised for exciting growth thanks to a recently expanded staff and board and new energy and a terrific foundation of stalwart volunteer programmers complemented by rapidly joining new radio makers and with your help. Not you personally, but I mean, you can help. You can help. But we all can embrace the future with strength and enthusiasm.
Well, okay, but $20 a month gets you a tote bag.
$20 a month
gets you... $30 a month gets you a T-shirt.
A T-shirt?
$50 a month gets you a hoodie. And what GX is trying to do in this fund drive is to be sustainable. So we're really encouraging people to donate monthly.
Monthly,
Doesn't have to be a lot.
$13 a month?
$13, $20, $30,
$50. Yeah.
And if you can't afford that, whatever you can afford is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you can't afford, I mean, the times can be hard. And so anyway, today's show we have music, 13 themed. We also have a neat little radio play called Sand and Gravel by Caitlin Langstaff and her company. It's called Sand and Gravel, and it's about 17 minutes. It written by Adam Gugion and Zion Green, and we're going to hear that about midway through the show. So let's get on. Do a little music, shall we?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Hey, little music. Here we go.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now off my back, tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside when it's okay. Now shake. Thank you.
That was Big Star with 13. I'm sure people be hearing a lot of that song. Sweetest, wonderful song about that, a really kind of difficult age. I'd like to give a shout out to Hannah.
Listener Hannah, thank you for our first donation.
On the West Coast. Drive. Yeah, very good. Very generous. Thank you so much for listening and supporting WGXE community supported radio.
And also just should mention, if you want to donate you don't have to wait till tomorrow to donate for the marathon. You can go to WGXE.org/donate right now. We'll also send a shout out to listener Allison in Rhinebeck
area. And Janet in New York City.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Janet nice. In New York City. We got a little special something for Janet. In a few minutes, but next we're going to go another 13 song. This one a slightly different mood. This one Johnny Cash. You familiar with this one?
I don't know because I don't know what it is, but possibly
it's 13 by Johnny Cash.
Okay.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Gonna find me a preacher man confessing all I've done. Or you can catch me with the devil playing 21. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. They just gave me the number when I was young.
Nagila hava, nagila hava, nagila veis hava, nagila hava, nagila hava, nagila veis hava. Havana nena, Havana nena, Havana nena veis hava. Havana nena, Havana nena, Havana nena veis hava. Oh, ru, oh ru, achim. Over the valley voices are singing, bells are ringing, dance, everyone dance. Come to the valley, run through the clover harvest is over, dance, everyone dance. Dance where the corn was high under a golden sky. Dance where the wine was born. Dance, everyone dance. Whirl and turn about. Lift up your arms and shout. Join hands. Skip along. Dance, everyone dance. Turn left. Turn right. Hold tight. Lift your feet. The heart will follow. Lift your voice. Fill the hollow. Spread your wings like the swallow. Spread your wings like the swallow. Fly away. Greet the day. Dance, dance, everybody.
Happy 13th.
So as I was listening to that song,
yeah,
it's funny because that's the Barry Sisters. So you've definitely given us like the lowest common denominator version of Hava Nagila. But I want to say a nice thing about that.
Yeah,
Their Hebrew accents were much better than I expected them to be. So I appreciated that. But once they kicked into English, that was bad. That was really bad.
Why? I thought it was a fine translation.
It wasn't really a translation at all. I mean, it was adjacent. It was meaning adjacent. It's not that. Like, there was...
Lift up your feet, your hearts will follow. I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. I'm not really arguing with that. Maybe it's because Barry Sisters is the kind of stuff that my parents, like, would listen to. It's like, it's very schmaltzy, like, 50s Jewish stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's hipper versions of Hava Nagila. But you know when you're 5 years old, you know, and you think a thought and you go, oh, I bet I'm the first person to ever think this thought in the history of human thought. You ever have that? You ever think that when you're little?
I mean, I
still
have that.
You still
that.
Probably have that.
I still have that on like a weekly basis.
Well, that's why I love this station, because I can be 5 years old and I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, which
you're
I know
wrong.
You will.
Go on, please continue.
Is in the history of radio, I do not believe that the Barry Sisters have ever followed Johnny Cash.
Thankfully, I mean, I might be grateful for that, but yes, that's probably true.
I mean, not all thoughts you have, one has are great, even if they are original.
Yeah.
But so that's another reason why you should donate to WGXE so I can act like a 5 year old.
Yeah, I think, that might be, that's convincing. That's convincing. And just as a reminder, if you want to donate to WGXC and keep us on the air for another year, WGXC.org/donate.
Yeah, I mean, we're really only, our goal is only $5,000 in monthly support. That's like a cup of coffee.
That's not much.
That's like a cup of coffee.
If you pledge $13 a month, you can get into a raffle, and the raffle will get, if you win it, you will get a ticket.
We forgot to say before, two tickets.
It's not just Negative Land.
Oh.
It's Negative Land and Matmos, who I would actually bet you a lot more people know who Matmos is than know Negative Land.
Well, that's only because you know music.
And it's also Sue Slagle. Mm. And opening, I did not even know Rodney Allen Greenblatt did music, but the opening act of that is actually Rodney Allen Greenblatt, who's kind of a well-known, like, comic-ish artist who was the artist behind this I think it was a PlayStation video game called Parappa the Rapper, which was, I don't know, kind of a thing in the 90s.
Huh.
So, yeah, that was very surprising to me. I'm not going to pretend I know Rodney Allen Greenblatt's music.
You can with me. I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Well, next up, this is well, moving on to the darker sense of the 13, you know, like tristadecaphobia, is that the fear of number 13? I don't know. I mean, I think it's just in the Western tradition, because I know in China, like, the unlucky number is 4.
Huh.
Because the character...
It's 1 plus 3, like, from they got it from 13, right?
No.
No, what?
No, they didn't. They used a different number system. I mean, they did, you know. No, it's because the ideogram or the ideograph of 4 is very similar to death.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not logical. That just like sense. Our fear of 13 is not logical. You know, we should celebrate it, especially on a day like today when WGXE is becoming an adult.
And also, I want to mention, I mean, you can probably hear it. I think Kevin's microphone sounds much better than mine.
That's just my voice.
No, you also have a much nicer, like... Like, maybe after the fun drive, we can get some better microphones in here, and then I'm sound better. But then if I sound better, then that's kind of something that we can really translate to our listeners.
Yeah, I don't know how you could sound better.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. So here's a little something for a little someone in New York City who is already a sustaining member.
Like an old hobo on the side, lonesome and blue. I was fair as a summer day. Now the summer days are through. You pass through places, and places pass through you. But you carry them with you on the soles of your traveling shoes. Well, I love you so dearly, I love you so clearly. I'll wake you up in the morning so early just to tell you I got the wandering blues. I got the wandering blues, and I'm gonna quit these rambling ways one of these days soon. And I sing the little last bird, sing the prettiest song. Round the waves,
That was the Be Good Tanyas with the Littlest Birds. Beautiful little song for a special someone. This is another wonderful thing about community radio is that you could only have maybe a couple of people listening, you know. But if you know who's listening, you're talking directly to them. You can.
Oh, we could sell that too. We could sell that.
We could
maybe
sell
for a donation. We could dedicate a song.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
That's
I mean, I don't know why we haven't been charging for that up to now. I'm not charging for that, but using that to support the station, what I mean.
Well,
this is how innovation happens.
Well, this is it. It's people getting in a room together.
Yeah. No more of these free dedications.
No.
We got a pony
well,
up.
No,
she's
a sustaining member. She is.
What does sustaining mean?
Sustaining. What do you need a definition?
Yeah, I do.
Well, look it up. Hang on. but now it's time for our theatrical portion of the show. Sand and Gravel was written and performed by Adam Gudion, Zion Green, and Caitlin Langstaff. The setting is early afternoon somewhere in New York State. My guess is it's around here.
Uh-huh.
And enter Sand and Gravel, two men named Sand and Gravel.
Okay.
Who own a sand and gravel lot.
White sands and gray sands, who'll buy my white sands? Who'll buy my gray sands?
Well, another day here at the Sand and Gravel Lot. Vanilla isn't working today.
The chocolate yesterday. Will we ever have twist?
One day we will have twist, Sand. Let's sit in our chairs. Maybe the repairman will come today.
Now you're talking gravel.
Well, no sight of them so far. They said they were coming 5 years ago. Maybe we should call again?
I don't want to harass.
We can't all be as smooth and soft as you, Sand. Eh, I guess if we can't find consensus, we can sit and wait. Think anyone will stop by for sand? Or gravel? Or both?
In good time, Gravel. In good time.
Thanks for calming me down, Sand. I get worried about the business. We still owe money for these chairs.
Worth every penny. The definition of chair. The only true chairs. There are no other chairs.
A chair is like...
For me, gravel, a chair is like a less communal bench, a less holding lap. And yet, when placed just so, and with the metal tubing and vinyl strapping, of course, they afford silence and speech. Distances and connection, sovereignty and togetherness.
What the heck are you talking about?
Did I say something? Sometimes I'm just a vessel, never mind.
I get it, Sand. You love chairs. I love our chairs, too.
Curry cashew?
Certainly. Thanks, Sand. I've always enjoyed working with you.
Likewise, Gravel. Team work. And often, team not work.
There's no I in team, and there's no point in work. I mean, look what we've built. It's passive income.
Sun is shining. Single flavor soft serve on tap. Sand and gravel is for everyone. And best not overly extracted. Am I right?
Can't extract sand and gravel.
Sand, it's on top of the earth.
Worth it.
Gravel, it's stones and pebbles.
Rebels.
Not extracted.
Never.
Sand and gravel.
Forever.
We should have a moss garden.
Rolling gravel gathers no moss.
Yet, sedentary stone in shaded and moist terrain and moss are cooperative, symbiotic. It won't be low maintenance, it'll be no maintenance, and that's how we roll.
Hi there. You guys, you sell, well... Sure, weird. Sorry, what's the cost to get a little sand around here?
Can we offer you some soft serve ice cream? We got vanilla and chocolate and twist, but the vanilla isn't working today, so we can't do a twist, but we got chocolate.
I do love a twist. Hard to commit to things right now. But not impossible. It's just a choice, right? My choice. This is my choice. I came wanting one thing, and now my day is changing altogether.
Day is changing all.
Speaking of, I was wondering if you two... Well, I will take a twist, hold the vanilla. I was, I do need to find sand for the bocce court I'm designing in my head. But, in all seriousness, do you possibly know where a gal could go to get...
Salami sandwich? Our friends Salami and Bologna are just up the road.
What? Well, geez, that sounds kind of nice. I need to go back to my car now, okay? Bologna. It's a funny word.
One sec, your cone.
It's a waffle cone. We're just trying out. I hope you like it.
She's gone. You could eat that.
Sweet.
Chocolate-dipped waffle cone. New heights. And yet, I'd take my vegan eggplant parm any day. Any day. You could have your sweet stuff actually, Gravel. By all means, enjoy it, Gravel. Sand will take savory. Savory.
Textures, my friend. Textiles.
Sand and gravel.
Hi.
That's her again. She's back. Grab another cone.
Hi again. I have a loose cat in my car. Do you happen to have a place I could rest my head for an hour? I think I just need to sleep a little now.
Oh, so glad you came back. I really wanted you to try a new waffle cone.
Wow. You knew I'd come back? Yes, please, I'd like to try that new waffle cone.
Our first customer, Sand.
Congratulations. As our first customer, the cone is gratis. Anything else I can help you with?
My lover left me. My sister's cat's loose in my car, and then there's my car. My plants aren't thriving, and I'm pregnant. Nice cone. I like it.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, the scissors cut the paper. Rock, paper, scissors, the paper covers the rock. Rock, paper, scissors, the rock smashes the scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Aw, how cute you two playing rock, paper, scissors. We've been looking for a cat. We used to have these cats, Sand and Gravel, but they seem to have really hit it off and took off into the sunset. Congrats on the bun in the oven. Do you want another cone? Ice cream always helps. Good for the baby.
Oh, I think you got me wrong a little. I'm not really celebrating. I'm more kind of commiserating with myself. Or is it kvetching? I'm just glad I stopped here today. I've been passing this place and you guys for, geez, years now.
Gravel, can you grab our friend the napkin? We're in the thick of RPS here.
Being Gravel myself, you know I support all rock games. Be right back. Play on, play on.
Scissor cuts paper. Rock, paper, scissors, go. That's yours. Paper covers rock. Rock, paper, scissors, go. That's me. Rock smashes scissors. Do you want to meet the clinic director? She's kind, and she'll be happy to just chat with you. And yes, there's a place you could rest back there.
I can rest? That would be a change of sorts. Thank you.
It's primary, essential. A lost art, if you will. Rest, that is.
I'm primary? Primal. Paralegal, barely legal. No, but seriously, I'm thirsty. Can I lie down right here? I mean, right here?
Mind if I put a small bit of lavender oil on the back of your hands? It will help you rest.
Aw, how precious. Look at you two laying together. Sand and gravel so soft you can lay right on it. Now, where is that cat? Hey, kitty. Meow. You're her sister's cat, huh? What's your name? Can I call you Gravel? Gravel Jr.? Gravs? Gravity. Gravity. You like that. How about we call you Gravel for the business, but I'll call you Gravity. You want a friend? We're going to find you a friend and name it Sand. Sand and Gravel forever.
Hey, he's kind of rough around the edges, but a real pussycat. But his name is Rickles, and my sis might miss him.
I can't even find the door. Had I, I'd have gone through, obviously. I was on a quest for the Holy Grail of vegan breakfast, and I was determined, even if you insist I wasn't. Holy fuck, it's Totoro with a breakfast platter. Whole grain hot cereal, vegan breakfast burrito, coffee with oat milk, fresh juice, fresh fruit.
Vegan Totoro, his favorite sleeping fantasy. I empathize, really. It's not easy to get vegan breakfast, and Totoro doesn't get as much clout as Elmo or Big Bird or Clifford. He's a humble gray, tends to get overlooked. Do you prefer red? Rickles, huh? Like Don?
Your day starts out one way. Red? Did you say red?
Red like Clifford, Rickles like Don. Red like Skelton, come on, come on. Red like Elmo, chilled like Don. Red like grooms, come on, come on. Red like buttons, knots like Don. Red like Mr. Krabs, come on, come on.
Come on, come on. Okay, I'm back. You said there was a nice woman I could speak with about my situation.
Come on, come on. You'll love Lucy. She served in the war. Which war was that again, Sand?
The Boer War.
You are funny. Be right back, kids.
What? I'm so wrecked. I have been driving for, I don't know, and sleeping with Rickles, which isn't fun because he's a hot-bodied cat who loves the smell of my breath. I just know I don't want to be a bother to anyone. I'm needing... My name is Dorcas Angel Bottom, but please, 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 please call me Dab. Hey, would you like a pistachio? I keep them in my pocket just in case. Do you ever wake yourself up at 3 a.m. to your own laughter? I did this once. It must have been me because I was alone and remember a laugh as I sat up in bed. And I just wish I could remember what was so funny.
I'm glad you woke to your own laughter. Promising. By the way, Lucy is an expert and compassionate advisor on mifepristone.
Miss who?
It's myth, but you're right. There is also misoprostol, but Lucy will sort all that out with you.
Would you like a nut? Oh, God, I am so not sure about anything right now. I had a dream. I had a dream. I had a dream 1,000 times. Can I please find friends and comfort in a little slice of tea?
You found all the above here. Throat coat, sleepy time, mint, or Earl Grey. You know, the so-called pro-lifers are relentless in their goal to strip away all women's reproductive rights, surgical and medical abortion. We will always do everything in our power to offer safe access here and sand and gravel and soft serve.
So gentle. Yes, I'll stay for some time till I get myself sorted out. So this woman, where do I find her?
Lucy!
I love you. Reveal the truth, reveal the truth, reveal the truth, Dab. I must confess that when I first acquired chickens, and yes, I got them as chicks, and I got them for eggs, and I loved them, and lost a few to a rogue raccoon, but I had no idea that when I was given a rooster named Joel Fagliano, that there was a puzzle master with the same name, and my friend would tease me that I loved Joel, the human Joel. Well, that wasn't the case at all. How could I? I had no idea about Joel the human, but then, out of curiosity, I started to do the mini, his mini. And I actually got a subscription to the newspaper that prints his puzzles. I had never, ever paid for a newspaper till that very moment. and I started off struggling, trying to understand how this man's mind worked, and I pictured him bent over his paper with pen in hand. Always pen. And every night at 10 on the dot, I would get into bed with Joel, and I got better and faster. And I started drawing crossword squares on my thigh where no one could see them, and I pictured Joel with a virile receding hairline and a soft, thick, golden brown mustache, worn in polo shirts, and maybe a swing in his kitchen. And so I never met Joel, but I did meet a man who looked like the Joel in my mind. And he wasn't the brightest bulb, just the opposite of Joel. But one night, just one night, I swear, well, here I am. And it all started with chickens.
A more than common tale. The chicken to puzzle master, to image projection, to just one night trajectory. But Lucy is here to help. Did you decide on a tea?
I think I'll have a herbal for the sake of everyone.
Excellent. Gravel, please, a mint tea for Dab. Gravel.
Did I hear herbal tea? Can I interest you in a tincture to calm the nerves? I apologize for my absence. I was reaching out to Lucy. She's been very busy these days, but promises to arrive shortly.
Yes, yes. Put the tincture drops right into the tea. Dab, this will be helpful. No rest for dear Lucy with the uptick in out-of-staters. They're shielded here, thank goodness.
I'm not going anywhere. I have nowhere to go. I really need a plan. That's where Lucy comes in, I guess. Does it all happen back there? My situation is going on 8 weeks now. And maybe it would be different if I was younger, or had a stable place to live, or had money. But really, I have a hard time staying steady in my brain sometimes. I sleepwalk, you know? I sleep drive, and I lose whole days, weeks once. That's where the raccoons came in and lost the chickens. Lost a cat once, actually. Is Lucy a doctor?
That's doctor. Lawyer. Oh, sorry. Been reconnecting with my Strong Island upbringing. Lucy is an NP and licensed to perform for first-termers in New York. And more importantly, it's a safe procedure and she's the best.
Okay.
Gravel will need to have a meal set out.
Lucy? Oh, yes, I am, dear. You need my help, I'm guessing. Yeah, I do. I really do. I need your help. Well, no worries. I can help you. You don't have to explain anything to me. I moved up here because where I lived, my hands were tied, or I'd be doing a mess of time, if you know what I mean. Killed me so. Couldn't help folks where they needed me most. You know what I'm saying? You'll follow me now, and I'll set you up in a safe, clean, quiet space, just back here. Hey, you need any ice cream? Oh, no, no, no. I've had ice cream and tea and essential oil. I think I'm all set. Oh, those guys, I love those guys. Sand and gravel. Gravel and sand. What's your name, sweetheart? Dab. Well, that's something I never heard of, but do accept. Little Dab will do you, right? Come on back with me, Dab, sweetie. I got you now.
Okay, now, for this meal for our honored guest. Seems she likes you, Sand. Sand and Dab laying on the ground. R-E-S-T-I-N-G. Should we order in? Let's see, maybe some whitefish, some bagels and lox, some gefilte fish. What can we get that's vegan?
R-E-S-T-I-N-G. We'll just get the platter. It's the easiest thing. They give you everything. Whitefish and whitefish salad. Baked salmon and smoked salmon, tuna salad and egg salad. In the center, there's the onion, tomato, cucumber, even capers. As for vegan, I'll eat a bagel. And we'll ask them for small containers of hummus and baba ganoush. And there's the veggies in the middle.
All right. Platter it is. Done.
Done.
Hi, guys. I'm going to stay a while. Lucy's going to help my situation, and I'm so grateful to you. Not sure what made me turn the wheel this way. I don't know why I stopped, but I did. I just stopped. And earlier today, I woke up from one of my sleep drives, and I found myself at a Korean spa, and I was wearing a t-shirt and shorts in a pink salt room, and I was...
Yeah, so I forgot to turn the mics on.
Are you sure? Is that true?
Yeah, no, I forgot to turn the mics on for after the theatrical piece. Oh. I was
we were just stunned.
We were stunned.
Silence.
And I thanked Caitlin and Adam and Zion for that thought provoking piece, and then I also said, which apparently just to you because the mics were off.
I like it that way though.
I know. Yeah, I know.
It's a little more intimate.
It is. I find I like an audience. But one of the things I really love about having a show and being a part of the station is I get to go out and talk to people and meet people and record conversations. And we're so blessed and fortunate to live in such a creative
hotbed
of creativity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And smart people, thought leaders. And thought followers,
yeah,
and you know, and one of the people I really enjoyed this year having the privilege of sitting down and talking to was Bess Greenberg, whose song we just heard, "Magic Carpet."
What was so great about talking to Bess Greenberg?
She's just like one of those people who her tenacity and enthusiasm and optimism are infectious.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she just got like a can.
It's nice.
Yeah. She's it, yeah. But she's not Pollyannish. You know, like she's, you know, her. You're familiar with William Blake's ideas of innocence and experience, and
not at all.
Yeah. Okay. So, but you know, there's the innocence of childhood, and it's you know, and then there's experience. But then it's getting to that sort of pushing through the experience and, you know, the difficulties of the world and coming to a place again where you can look with new eyes on people and the world and with the innocence of a child, but not with that naivete, you know. And she possesses that.
Huh.
Yeah. It was very impressive.
That's nice.
Very impressive young woman. Just young woman. That's fine. I'm not going to correct that. And she's out of Binghamton, you know, as all good things. You know, I'm told Rod Serling's from Binghamton. And you went to school in Binghamton.
I received my undergraduate degree.
You did.
In Binghamton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So,
what?
Pledge Drive song.
What's it going to be?
Little Rudy Valley.
Perhaps a bit out of character in singing a song from Americana, a song that has taken its audiences by storm, which may be explained by its theme, which is both poignant and different. Brother, can you spare a dime? They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can